Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, actor, writer, director, and producer Jon Favreau talks about his latest movie, Chef, with our film contributor Dan Hudak. Music contributor Bob Weinberg previews the Miami International Jazz Fest with founder Arturo Campa. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Founded in 2004, the Haitian Heritage Museum has celebrated its first decade of creating a legacy for future generations. With us today to talk about the museum's great success is the founder and executive director, author and lecturer, Ms. Evelyn Pierre. And we welcome you back to South Florida Arts Beat. Ms. Pierre?
Thank you, Ed, for having me. This is such a wonderful treat for me today.
Tell us, other than co-founder Mr. Serge Rodriguez, who was there to help you get the museum started over 10 years ago?
Wow, you can never take all of this responsibility on your own. You have such great people around you, and you're only as good as the people around you. So we had a wonderful, good group of advisory board members, great executive board members. One of the persons that's been around with us from day one, his name is Evan St. Fort. We actually had a wonderful, he's executive board member. We also had advisory board member Dr. Rudy Moise. We also had Philip Brutus. So we had a lot of great people who's been around with us from the beginning to help get us to the next level.
Now, in your first decade, how has the museum grown? By leaps and bounds, apparently.
Yes, by leaps and bounds, because we just kept at it. Because when you have a passion to do something that has never been done before, particularly the first Haitian Heritage Museum, there's a lot of nuts and bolts that you don't know. But as you continue on the journey and you have these big lofty ideas, you get the idea that you have to do it right and you want to be sustainable and you want to be here way after when you're gone that the museum is standing. So we actually went from just doing educational programming to now, you know, dabbling into technology, having a great outreach program, and continuing to do wonderful exhibitions and partnering up with the National Museum of Haiti, which is MUPANA. We've done our third exhibition with them and getting artifacts and getting our collection digitizing. As we speak right now, we're getting our collection digitizing. So not only it can just be beneficial to the people here in South Florida, but globally.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Tell us about some of the exhibitions you've presented over the past 10 years.
Well, we did one that was called Chemin Liberté. Chemin Liberté, if I can translate for you guys, is
Please.
The Road to Freedom. And that exhibition came directly from the National Museum of Haiti. We also did an exhibition called Natif Natav. Natif Natav is really meaning the native language, the native tongue of Haitian, and basically of Haitian Creole. And it was a very, it was a very art-related exhibition, and it had a lot of masters, like old pieces from the 1950s and 1940s, so you can really get a strong understanding of Haitian art. We also did an exhibition called Les Jacmeliens. Les Jacmeliens meaning it's an area located in Haiti, which is Jacmel, Haiti, and basically it's the art district in Haiti.
Ah.
So since we're in the design district in South Florida, we felt it would be very important to kind of show the distinction of the art district of Jacmel, Haiti, and show how it can be just as on the same level as the art district here in South Florida, which is the Miami Design District, to kind of show that compare and contrast.
Wonderful. Do I understand, correct me, that you have a permanent exhibition on the history of Haiti? I've seen that in photos. I don't know if that's exactly what that was.
The Chemin Liberté, well, because the space, we kind of outgrew our space. When we have our exhibition, we can't really have the permanent collection there as we show the new exhibition. So we kind of do a lot of rotations. And our rotations are quarter, we change it out. So we just did this Les Jacmeliens Trois, which we're rotating it out. We did it for Art Basel, and now we're getting ready to do Toussaint Louverture, which is, that's an awesome exhibition that's taking place May the 9th.
Oh, marvelous.
And we want everybody to come out.
Yes, indeed. We're speaking with Ms. Evelyn Pierre, the executive director, the founder of the Haitian Heritage Museum. It's located at 4141 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami, and you can find out more information at HaitianHeritageMuseum.org and on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Twitter is Haitian Heritage Museum. On Instagram is Haitian Heritage Museum as well.
Good, good, good. Facebook, too, Haitian Heritage Museum.
Facebook is Haitian Heritage Museum as well.
Wonderful. Now, tell me about any interaction you might have with kids, with the Miami-Dade Public Schools. I'm sure there's a lot going on.
Sure, sure, sure. We've been partnering up with the Miami-Dade County Public School since 2008. Mm. And we have a program that's called IET Exposé. And we also participate in the Cultural Passport Program. With the IET Exposé, since, you know, we've been around for so long, we wanted to kind of continue on with the trend that is happening in South Florida and the trend that's happening around the world in education, because everything is now technology-based. Mm. So instead of just doing IET Exposé, which we had to go into the schools, you know, have the museum educator go into the schools and give the outreach program, now we have a program that's called EIET Exposé, where the museum educator actually comes to the museum, and then all the different schools, like four different schools, can feed on at the same time.
Wow.
And log on, and we can tackle, like, you know, 160 kids at one time without leaving the museum. So that's wonderful. And we also use Skype. And of course, we definitely are heavily into social media, because again, we want to equip our children to be equipped for the future and stop the digital divide, because when you look at it, the minorities are actually behind with the technology, and we want to make sure that our kids, our South Florida kids, have like a stepping stone to be right there in the room and be well equipped.
Wonderful. How can South Florida, our wonderful listeners, help you out in these great areas?
Well, our wish list for the Haitian Heritage Museum, we definitely want more artifacts. If you have any artifacts in your home that you feel that it could be something that we can have in our museum to kind of continue to build our collection as we continue to grow, that would be wonderful. We also need some volunteers. We need volunteers. We're having, like I told you, the event that's taking place on May the 9th, which is next week Friday, at the Haitian Heritage Museum at 6:30 p.m. We need volunteers to help us with the group of people that will come to the museum. And we also need, like, daily volunteers. If you're at home and you're a retiree and you want to come and support the Haitian community and support the Haitian Heritage Museum, you don't have to speak Creole, because we speak English as well. And we would love to have you.
That's marvelous. And you can get in touch once again with the Haitian Heritage Museum at 305-371-5988. Once again, online at HaitianHeritageMuseum.org. Now, after the May 9th event, what future exhibitions are coming your way?
After the May 9th event, we're going to actually have the fourth installation of Le Jacques Millien 4. And let me just translate. I just said Le Jacques Millien 4, meaning 4, which is going to also continue doing Art Basel. We're going to show again the district of the Jacques Mel of the arts, and of course the district of Miami Design District, because when we have Art Basel come here to South Florida, there's like thousands of people that come, and we want to make sure that we're on that platform.
Yeah.
To showcase Haitian art, because again, so much is going on, and we don't want to miss that opportunity to kind of show our culture in a different light, because Haitian art is not just primitive. We have a lot of contemporary stuff that we want to show the people.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you can log on, of course, to Haitian Heritage Museum. Can people subscribe and get a regular newsletter? Do you offer something along those lines, or press releases, certainly?
Yes, we do. We have a newsletter. If you can, send your information to hhmevents@comcast.net. We'll definitely put you on our newsletter. We'll get you on the lifeblood of what's going on with the museum. And you can also become a member. We have different levels of membership that's on our website as well. And anything that you would need, just definitely contact us at hhmevents, or you can get us at HaitianHeritageMuseum.org, and then we can kind of follow up with you. And then you did mention about one thing at the beginning of the show. You mentioned who else was there to help us get to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention these two art gurus here in South Florida. One, I would like to thank Mr. Craig Robbins, the gentleman behind DACRA. He's doing phenomenal things, and he's just been such a strong supporter of the museum from day one. And the other angel that we have is Bob Goodman, who is actually the Miami Beach representative of Art Basel. He's phenomenal. He's basically my mentor. And I just want to thank those two gentlemen because they have been so behind the project. And just give me so much wisdom that I couldn't get in school. You know, I just got on the job training, and they've just been so open to helping the Haitian community and, of course, helping me.
Well, it's a marvelous effort, over 10 years strong. We congratulate Ms. Evelyn Pierre, our guest today, executive director and founder of the Haitian Heritage Museum. Once again, 4141 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami. Call 305-371-5988. HaitianHeritageMuseum.org. They're also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Haitian Heritage Museum. And thank you so much for joining us, Evelyn. It was great. We want to have you back soon.
Thank you so much, Bob.